OPW has spent money this year on doing up the centre, which is welcome. It's the site itself is over 6,000 years old. We have visitors and in numbers from 35 to 50,000 people coming a year. But the biggest concern is the car park is not fit for purpose. When you get a number of camper vans and bus service tours coming there and all, and then the general public coming to it. So I showed him a video of the Carrimore and the concerns around parking there and where some of the cars then are parking on the main road and things like that. So he took all that on board, and I welcome that, and he is going to have a look at it. But he also tied in with that we have the local link service running along that road, and it'd be a good idea now when that service is run there that if we could have a set-down area as well for that, because that would attract people coming from different towns and villages. But it'll also give us that link that's badly needed from Sligo Town out to Carrimore. So he took all on board, and I appreciate him giving us the time. And he's seen himself firsthand when he came out to the centre, the work that has been done. And which mean it's about attracting people to the centre. But I mean, when people come to a centre and if they're not able to park, and that means they have to move on, it spoils that. And what we need here is we need as many visitors coming to Sligo as possible, because what we have in Sligo, no one else has it.
I suppose him taking on board your concerns is all very well, but I'm sure from your point of view, and indeed the wider Sligo community, that action, funding and action is really needed here to improve facilities in and around Carrimore.
Yeah, well, I raised with him the issue back in 2018. There was funding announced for Carrimore through Fáilte Ireland and the OPW, and that was around Care Park, the Care Park facilities. Now, I spoke to a few of them yesterday at it, and they told me that the money was spent there. But look, as I said, it's moving on. We have a fabulous centre here. What we need now is a care park to match the centre. And as I said, the minister has said he'd look at it, and I says we'll see what he's going to do. And as I says, that's the best we can hope for, is that he's seen firsthand, talking to the guides, talking to the people in the area, what's needed and what best suits the area. And he could see himself yesterday when he came there, the amount of cars that was parked all over the place. So, as I says, all we can do now is take the minister to the swing. He said he would look at it, so I'm leaving it in his good hands to see what he can do.